the suggestion that the government would now move to put on traffic lights and set up a walkway to make it safer for all pedestrians would not be acceptable to the community. We have been working on this for a very, very long time. Prior to me, myself being a councillor, I had a number of meetings with the Minister, Joe McHugh, and Denny McGinley, which spoke very, very positively and had wished to see this progress. By not funding it, it puts our community more at risk. Having traffic lights in a rural area like in Wanwick in Gador is not what we need. There is a good footfall in the area. There is a lot of traffic in the area. And ideally, what would be the right thing to do in the interest of safety is to put a footbridge in it. There is colossal amount of taxpayers' money spent on environmental impact studies, looking at boreholes to see what weight the bridge could take because it's a big span. That would mean if this does not go ahead, all that money is dead money. Our community deserves better. It's not acceptable that we're continuously left behind. And I have requested through Thomas Pringle a meeting with the Minister. We're hoping that it'll be raised by Thomas as well, what the Minister, and it has to be fought.
Is it your belief that if a walkway were constructed to ensure pedestrian safety, the bridge as it stands would continue to operate as it is, or do you believe a new bridge is ultimately going to be needed there?
There was never any talk of a new bridge. Of course, ideally, we'd like a new bridge to make it wider with a footpath installed on it. But right now, we're realistic enough to know that a walkway was the best option.